Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, it's Jay.
Hey, Jay, it's Chuck. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah, that's great. Perfect. So here's what we're going to do. Just like I said, I'm going to take about a five-second break, and when you hear my voice, that's where we're going to start the actual podcast. Is that fair?
It works for me.
Okay, so I'm going to just jump in. Talk a little bit about the role of the retirement plan advisor. How do you avoid becoming commoditized and reducing your value? In other words, we're in a race to the bottom. Is that a race we want to be in? Is that fair enough?
Yep.
Great. Okay, so I'm going to shut up and wait about 5 seconds, and then you'll hear me.
Okay.
When you hear the reggae music, you know that it's content that moves the needle. This is Chuck Hammond broadcasting live from the global headquarters of the 401k Study Group. The show is content that moves the needle, and in our continuing sessions with my friends over at Unified Trust, Fiduciary 5, tips and insights into 401k topics for 401k-centric advisors. And with me today is Mr. Jay Hunt. Jay, good morning. How are you?
I'm great, Chuck. How are you?
I'm doing great. We could be warmer, but we'll get through it. Jay, for the folks that don't know you, tell our listeners a little bit about you and what area you help retirement plan-centric advisors in around the country.
Sure. Jay Hunt. I'm institutional retirement consultant with Unified Trust. I cover what we define as our Great Lakes region, which consists of Michigan, Indiana, Ohio, Pennsylvania, upstate New York, as well as West Virginia.
Jay, thank you very much for the geography lesson. None of those places are any warmer than it is here where I am. So, Jay, listen, the role of the retirement plan advisor, you know, it's changed over the years, but one of the big questions, if you're retirement plan-centric, Jay, how do you let your practice not become commoditized? How do you work on actually adding value and not having that value be diminished? So in English, is the race to the bottom a race advisors want to be in?
Yeah, I can assure you that no advisor is intentionally trying to race to the bottom. I have, as a former advisor, I have, I guess part of your question was, what is my background? And I spent the better part of almost 20 years on the advisor side of the desk. So I hope that as on the institutional side now that I can bring it some real insight and value to advisors in their practice. But I've never come across an advisor who says, I would certainly like to find ways to reduce my fees and go to zero. So I don't think anyone's intentionally doing it, but I think it's inadvertently happening. Fee compression is certainly happening across the industry. And if the advisor goes in and we're always looking to be one basis point cheaper, we're certainly on that path to zero. And they have entered that race potentially without really making that choice. So antidote to that is being able to truly add value back to the plan sponsor and via ERISA, most importantly, back to the plan participant.
Jay, what are some ways that an advisor can actually do that?
Yeah, I think that when we look at the marketplace, we see you really have to wade through and understand what true value is versus what is marketing. I mean, there's lots of great marketing out there that looks good, but as with many things, the devil is certainly in the details. We know that plan sponsors are more increasingly looking for advisors and service providers that can take on or take away more liability and mitigate risk. So from the advisor perspective, making sure that you're partnering with people that can really help you do that and implement that prudent process, that impeccable delivery of the highest fiduciary standard to the plan sponsor and to the investment committee. But additionally, we need to make sure that we can offer tangible, measurable benefits to the participants. So we're really going to be measured by the outcomes, by success of the plan. And in order to not go to zero, you're really going to have to detail with measurable, tangible benefits, what you can do in partnering with different service providers to deliver on those outcomes.
Jay, I think that's a really good point. There are a lot of what we call platform providers out there. A lot of them make claims. A lot of them don't. And I think from the advisory standpoint, if you sit on the same side of the table as the plan sponsor and act in a consultative role and help them weed through the paperwork, weed through the choices, that is one of the things that plan sponsors are truly looking for. I mean, the recent stat that I saw was about 17% of all plans are actively shopping some portion of their retirement plan. That's a tremendous opportunity. And you being a former advisor, a recovering advisor, let's just say that, you understand the opportunity, and the advisor being able to translate the landscape to the plan sponsor is exceptionally important. Before we move on to the second topic, would you be kind enough to give out your email address for the folks that are in your covered area or that just may have general ERISA questions for you? Would you be kind enough to give out your contact information before we get to the end? And quite frankly, I forget.
Sure. It's jay.hunt@unifiedtrust.com. And phone number is 859-422-0488.
Excellent. So I checked that off my list of things to make sure Chuck doesn't forget to do. So, Jay, before I let you run, I do want to ask you another question. The retirement plan landscape for the last, let's just say, 5 years has been in a dramatic state of flux. You had the fiduciary rule. You've got consolidation. You've got consolidation with broker-dealers. You've got, you know, providers offering different services. At the end of the day, what will happen and where do you think it's all going to settle out? I'm going to let you play Nostradamus for a minute or two. You know, where are we now and, you know, where do you see it going over the next couple of years?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm a Nostradamus, but and who knows ultimately where it will shake out and how long that consolidation will take. But I think one thing that we can say with certainty is that it likely is going to continue to evolve. We probably will see more consolidation. I imagine there'll be some larger names that exist today that will cease to exist, and that's not anything different than what we've seen in the last 5 years. I think from a kind of a 10,000 foot overview, a broad perspective, there are really three different types of record keepers in the world today. And from a very broad perspective, and I think that over time, that likely whittles down to two. So today, I think what exists is that you have some low-cost providers out there. So when cost is the only concern, there are some low-cost providers out there that don't provide anything I don't know how to define it, but there's nothing overwhelming about the service offering other than the fact that it gets the job done and it's cheap or low cost. I think there's a second category out there of providers that aren't necessarily low cost. They're probably reasonably to high price, but they're also not adding a lot of additional value to advisors, nor plan sponsors or participants. And then there's a third category that's reasonably priced, but it's actually adding a lot of value to all three of the stakeholders, being the advisors, plan sponsors, and participants. And I think that over time, what we'll see is low cost is probably always going to have a place, even if it's not adding a lot of robust value. And the third option, where we're actually transferring liability, we're improving participant outcomes, we're supporting advisors, I think that will continue to have an exist and likely grow. But the middle category of providers today that are relatively high cost but not providing a lot of those measurable, tangible benefits, I suspect that record keeper goes away goes the way of the dinosaur, so to speak, over time.
Jay, one of the most frequent questions that I'm asked by the advisors that I chat with, during my normal course of the day, is really about, Chuck, who do we use? Who are we looking for? And what I've always said is that over 20 years, you have to make the best match for the plan sponsor. So you've got the plan sponsor, as you've said, who says, Chuck, listen, we need a plan. It needs to be competitively priced. And the reason why we need a plan is because our competitors have a plan. So they may not necessarily be the most experienced when it comes to ERISA, but they know that they need a plan. And as you said, those are the providers that are probably going to provide sort of a no-frills, non-fiduciary aspect to their retirement plan. On the other side of the equation, you have those plan sponsors that are looking for fiduciary protection, are concerned about the outcomes of their employees, and somewhere in the middle is the firm that might be concerned with A but not necessarily concerned with B, and maybe they want a lot of investment choices and they want a huge menu to choose from. And I think at the end of the day, if you sit on the same side of the table as the plan sponsor, if what they're looking for is cheap and easy, it is your obligation as the advisor to, over the course of your career working with them, educate them about the intricacies, about outsourcing, about fiduciary protection, and about outcomes. So I think you're spot on with that. I'm not Nostradamus. Every time I do one of these podcasts, I try to recollect on my time in the industry. And, just when I think I can say I've seen it all, I'm surprised. So I've actually stopped saying it. So, Jay, before I let you go again, let folks know how the best way they can get a hold of you. Give out your number, give out your email again. And I want to thank you for taking a few minutes to be a guest on the show today.
Yep, great. Thank you for your time too, Chuck. You can, again, reach me, j.hunt@unifiedtrust.com, dial 859-422-0488. And my wonderful internal partner, Aaron Persinger, is 859-514-8260, should you not be able to reach me or need something more urgently.
Excellent. Jay, thank you very much. Stay warm. Fiduciary 5 with Unify Trust, my friends over there. We'll be doing more of these segments coming up, short snippets on 401k and ERISA ideas for the retirement plan-centric advisor. At the end of the day, don't race to the bottom, says Jay Hunt, and add real value. So, Jay, thank you very much for your time, and have a great day.
Great. Thanks, Chuck.